So Joe Biden has been sworn in as the 46th president of this great country. There is some controversy, though. He was sworn in 8 minutes prior to when he should have been sworn in. Person had one job.
What?
You have one job to follow the schedule. I know it's cold, and it looks like they're just flying through this. But he was sworn in 8 minutes early, and some people are upset. Okay. Okay. Everybody, we're going to go back, and we're just going to have some refreshments.
We're going to have J-Lo perform Jenny on the Block. What?
Nick writes into the Equitable Bank inbox in our little conversation about what would you do if you were the outgoing president and your last night in the White House. Would you just kind of take it all in, the enormous task of you being the president of the United States? Would you be relieved? Like, woo! Kick it back with your Secret Service and just sit around a table and tell stories and drink beer? Would you have like a party, like a foam party? Would you like set up a slip and slide?
Oh, that'd be so.
Would you just do stuff that no one in their right mind in that role would do in the White House on your last night? Nick says, would you get your security deposit back? What if to move into the White House, you had to do what we all do when we... You know, you live in an apartment. If, you know, you got to fill out the application.
Oh,
you got to go to the background check. And then you got to write that check for your first month rent, last month rent, security deposit. What if that's the way they handle the White House?
Oh, that's too good. That is too good.
Congratulations. You've won the election. But can you fill out this paperwork? We're going to have to do some background before we let you into the White House.
I love it.
If not, you're going to have to find a three-bedroom townhouse. Somewhere until we get this all cleared up. All right, Scott Chanley is coming up here in a little bit. Every year I watch, every 4 years I watch this. I think it's a big deal. There's the other part of a lot of those people that are on the stage that get introduced that are pretty vital for this government going day to day. A lot of people have no idea who they are.
Like a lot of people, like, who is that?
Scott Chanley is coming up here in a little bit. So Jennifer Lopez sang. She brought her fiance, Alex Rodriguez, with her. I, of course, am not a huge fan of Alex Rodriguez. I don't know if I've explained that well enough. John writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, A-Rod is a huge dork that was lucky enough to be good at baseball and make a lot of money, and he carries the feeling of being a dork to this day. That is where his overinflated ego comes from. I can't stand that guy. Do we have a gift to give to John as the email of the day? Now, Alex Rodriguez, when it comes to the sport that he played in that he discusses, I think he's great on set. I think he's great on studio. You know, he does in the booth for ESPN, and then in the postseason he goes to Fox and he sits on the set. I think that's his best role. I don't like him on Sunday Night Baseball. And yesterday, ESPN re-signed their Sunday Night Baseball crew. And Alex Rodriguez is kind of the main headliner of that crew. And why I don't like it is... because they have turned Sunday Night Baseball into a talk show. Instead of handling it as a baseball broadcast, it turns into a talk show. J-Lo may pop into the booth. They talk about a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with baseball. It's the marquee time slot for that sport. And I long for John Miller to come back. That's just one of the reasons I don't like A-Rod. I was just really surprised today that he was there, but now it makes sense. All right, Scott Chanley is coming up here in a little bit. The other big news today for us sports people, big news from the standpoint that Philip Rivers is retiring. There will be no Philip Rivers and Drew Brees next year in the NFL. How amazing is this? The only quarterback left from the 2004 NFL draft is Ben Roethlisberger. And he is slated to come back for another year with the Pittsburgh Steelers for his final goodbye. You know, we were discussing on Monday, how come in the NFL you don't have players prior to the start of the season say, this is my last year, and they kind of have a farewell tour like they do in Major League Baseball, some in the NBA, some in the NHL. Big Ben could say this offseason, that's it. And he would have his goodbye tour. But he is now the only player left from the 2004 draft. Philip Rivers has always been to me a very peculiar person that I would like to get to know more. You know, he's a guy that came from North Carolina State that showed up with the bolo tie. I didn't even know what a bolo tie was. But then Philip Rivers would always wear a bolo tie, and I found out what it was. And so you have this guy who's got this folksy accent who comes from North Carolina State that is productive on the field and producing children. And he is part of one of the more fascinating stories in the NFL with the Eli Manning swap. Remember, Eli Manning wasn't going to go to San Diego. But Philip Rivers was involved in that as well. And so Philip Rivers ends up in San Diego, where he was beloved. The Chargers would still be in San Diego if they didn't have a terrible owner. That town loved the Chargers. Through the heyday of the Chargers, and even during some of the downtimes, that town loved the Chargers. That was an identity. There were so many notable names in the history of the NFL that played for the Chargers. And Philip Rivers was embraced the community, and they embraced him back. But he never got over the hump. And watching him in the same division as the team that I root for, you were always kind of afraid of Philip Rivers. But then it would be game day, and you would realize that, yeah, he has trouble against Kansas City. And then as he got further in his career, in a career that he'll leave as having the fifth most passing yards, the fifth most touchdowns thrown, is his arm became shot. What do we see about Drew Brees this past weekend? His arm can't do it. Brees is 42. Rivers is, what, 39? And so his career ends from San Diego to Los Angeles to 1 year in Indianapolis. And his last throw, by the way, will be a throw, a Hail Mary, at the end of the playoff game a couple of weeks ago between the Colts and the Bills, which showed off that he can't throw the football. And so not only is a unique person that you felt like you wanted to get to know more, because he does have that folksy attitude. He also has, he's one of those, and I don't know in your background, George, of sports competition, how many people you've played against that talk trash, but they talk trash in kind of a funny way. Like they could trash talk you, and it's so funny that you turn away and laugh. He was the man of the quarterback that had the funky motion. Smart quarterback. But what a unique career, and now a discussion that has been going on for the last couple of years with Philip Rivers that will continue. The twists and turns of his career, where he never got to the big one. There are very few quarterbacks that are in the Hall of Fame that never reached the Super Bowl. Not everybody can win the Super Bowl. Very few get to the Hall of Fame without making it to the Super Bowl. You could never, you know, you could knock his arm, and it became a little bit of a noodle in the last few years with the Chargers. But, I mean, the guy was there nearly every single Sunday, and he gutted it out. In the 07 AFC Championship, or the 07 AFC Championship game, he had a torn ACL. And they asked him to drop back 37 times? Are you kidding me? But he got you close, but he could never get over the top. But his numbers are incredible. Now, do I think that this will be a Brett Favre situation where Philip Rivers or Drew Brees will be sitting on the sidelines this year. Drew Brees in a television studio or a booth, maybe even Philip Rivers in a booth, but definitely walking the sidelines of a high school in North Alabama as a high school football coach? No. I don't think Philip Rivers all of a sudden come back. I think he made the decision. He's smart. He made a business decision. He knew his time was done. Might even be a relief to the Colts, who, if Philip Rivers wanted to come back, you kind of had to accept him. But now you can make a decision and moving forward, maybe have a stabilized plan post Andrew Luck, and you get your 1 year of Philip Rivers. As I said earlier, I think it's refreshing when he gave the story to somebody who covered him at the beginning of his career in San Diego, and he says, it's my lifelong dream to be a high school football coach. Boy, we need more men and women that want to give back, that have been in the sport that's been good to them, to give back and to continue to pay it forward by coaching, mentoring. I think Philip Rivers will have a little bit of a recruiting advantage at his high school that he's going to in North Alabama. Hey, you want to be coached by an NFL quarterback? But what is next for him outside of being a high school football coach? Could you see and would you enjoy the folksy charm of Philip Rivers in a broadcast booth? I saw a headline today, shortly after he announced his retirement a couple of hours ago, that the TV executives thinks he'll be the next Tony Romo. He's got a folksy charm. You know, Don Meredith was really popular, and he had that folksy Southern accent charm, like Philip Rivers does. I'm sure there'll be a bidding war for him. But if you want to find the right spot for him, and you know, everybody wants to find that next Romo in the booth. They want that Romo that is a former player, quarterback, that talks to the fans, that is a fan. I mean, I've watched the end of the Chiefs-Browns game the other day. Romo lost his mind on that 4th-and-1. But television executives right now are in a hole if they want to find that next Romo. Instead of somebody that is really good in breaking things down and breaking it down on our level. No football, but don't need deep X's and O's. They shorten the game down for us. But Romo gives you that, and he gives it to you like a fan. I've always said this. I don't think Tony Romo is appealing to former players. Because they already know. You're describing what they already know. Tony Romo appeals to you and I, George, and the majority of the fans that are just like us in our football background and our football knowledge. But if I'm ESPN, and remember, ESPN is coming up on a big moment with the NFL in getting a brand new contract that's going to cost them billions, not the television show, billions, real dollars. Philip Rivers in your booth with that, you know, Philip Rivers style, ah shucks, but I'm sure we'll give you a zinger and give you how he sees it, because he's always been that way in his interviews. I think he's really good, that played in a couple of places that he didn't get as much media attention as he maybe should have. ESPN would be an ideal place for him to be in the booth. But if he goes from high school football on Friday nights to a booth on Monday nights, does he go to Canton in 5 years? Or will it be a long wait for Philip Rivers? Is he at the back of the line to get into Canton? Or is he at the front of the line of the Hall of Real Good? Very unique career that Philip Rivers has had. And today he announced that he is done after 17 years. And we'll have a football season next year. And not really a surprise. I mean, we kind of thought this about Philip Rivers. No Philip Rivers, no Drew Brees. One quarterback left from the 04 class, and that is Big Ben. And he is slated to come back. All right, coming up, Scott Shanley here in a little bit. Maybe he's got a moment where he got trash-talked by Philip Rivers in the NFL. We'll also get Scott's thoughts now as The Drew Brees era is over in New Orleans. And what is ahead for the two championship games coming up this weekend? Green Bay and Tampa Bay, Kansas City and Buffalo. Plus the mailbag. Get in your questions for a chance to win a gift card to Oscar's Pizza and Wings. Just send your questions into George at 1620thezone.com. That's the Equitable Bank inbox. That's part of the mailbag. And then Parker Gabriel will join us as well on this Wednesday edition. This historic day in our country. Every 4 years. Inauguration Day at 1620 The Zone.